A representative of the National Conference of State Legislatures says although the new Every Student Succeeds Act is a lot more flexible than the No Child Left Behind program it replaced, there are still some requirements local schools will have to meet. And the Federal Affairs Council of the NCSL says state legislators will have to be involved as these federal rules are written. Lee Posey told the North Dakota Legislature's Interim Education Committee, Congress kept the concept of statewide assessments first outlined by No Child Left Behind.
In other words, assessing every child in reading and in math every year in third through eighth grade, and then once in high school and doing grade span testing in science.
Posey says the standardized tests were very controversial at the time and led to a number of parents having their children opt out of the tests. But she says Congress believes assessments are critical.
They were hopeful that with some of the new flexibility that's provided around the assessments and being able to do some different things, that the conversation might change a little bit. And we'll have to see if that happens.
Posey says the law still requires a 95% participation rate by students in those assessments. And if parents choose an opt-out option, those students are still counted among those who did not participate. Some committee members were worried about what punishment might result from a less than a 95% participation rate. Bismarck Representative Mike Nathy says there has been an opt-out movement and rural schools could get hit very hard because it doesn't take many students opting out to get below that 95% threshold.
Is there a recourse for these schools to go to the feds and say, hey, here's the situation, we had nothing to do with it, it's a movement? Why do the rural schools or small schools get punished for something, quite frankly, they have nothing to do with?
Posey says the issue bears watching as the Federal Department of Education writes the rules to implement the bill. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.